This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Yesterday made it 6 months of the Biden administration, two of the big themes of which have been racial equity, the subject of one of the very first executive orders the president signed, and environmental infrastructure, a big part of the bill that is oh so slowly working its way through Congress. Yesterday, though, those two themes came together in the form of 13 pages of instructions from the White House to federal agencies to make sure that disadvantaged communities get a big chunk of the benefits from all the government spending on energy and the environment that is planned. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
If you want to understand the kinds of problems that this memo is trying to tackle, Robert Bullard, an environmental justice historian at Texas Southern University, says you got to refer back to the Jim Crow South.
You know, I grew up in the South, in the Deep South in the 60s, and we saw the separate and unequal and the roads being paved in the white community and stopped paved in the black community.
Today, underprivileged communities have to deal with poor environmental quality, and Jonathan London, an associate professor of human ecology at the University of California, Davis, says that's not all.
One of the key things in environmental justice is the idea of cumulative impacts.
That means people who are out of work or earn low wages are more likely to be dealing with substandard housing, air pollution, or lousy water quality.
The most disadvantaged communities are those that are facing the highest concentration of multiple kinds of threats. And so it really requires this holistic approach.
So this memo tasks 21 federal agencies and departments with helping communities that are, quote, overburdened and underserved. But it's only initial guidance. David Pello, a professor of environmental studies at UC Santa Barbara, says this memo reflects the priorities of the Biden administration, but that's also kind of the problem.
Executive orders reflect the moment, who's in power, who's got the majority. It's always subject to being overturned and challenged.
The good thing about this memo, says Texas Southern's Robert Bullard, is that it gets to the core of what environmental justice means.
Infrastructure can improve health and quality of life. That's how money should be spent.
The White House says it'll be providing an interactive mapping tool that agencies can use to identify the areas of greatest need. Now, that's something environmental justice advocates have wanted for years. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.